This is Election Night Live
on Leeds Student Radio.
In election developments most recently, the SNP, that's the Scottish National Party, they are on course for a landslide in Scotland and could take all the seats but one.
Scottish Labour leader Jim Murphy and Shadow Foreign Secretary Douglas Alexander have lost their seats to the SNP.
And the Lib Dems are facing a total wipeout and could end up with as few as 10 MPs, and that is a loss of 47 members of Parliament there. Oliver, how is the political spectrum looking?
Well, we've got very strong hints of Clegg resigning later on this morning, and there's also unconfirmed hints and rumours that Ed Balls has lost his seat in Morley. We don't actually have...
He could be in trouble,
anything yet. I'm still trying to see if it's come through, but this could be a massive blow to Labour, if that's true. Well, they were hoping he'd be Chancellor.
It's been quite the night of surprises, though, hasn't it? I mean, obviously, the SNP in Scotland, we've heard Vince Cable didn't get his seat. We're getting the sort of the rumours coming through on Twitter there about Ed Balls. Obviously, nothing's confirmed yet. We're not hearing anything else other than that on Twitter.
And don't forget, we are still waiting on the Leeds Central counts from Toke and Tim. They are waiting on standby, ready to bring us the latest from there and the results and the counts that matter to you guys. But there we go. We're waiting on bated breath to hear the results of the Morley and Outwood and whether Ed Balls is safe or not.
Okay, in the meantime, that's what we know so far, but let's catch up with the latest news here on Leeds Student Radio.
Election is predominantly all about those with strong opinions, candidates who know what their policies are, and voters who are well aware of what they want. But in a largely student city like Leeds, there are many who are not as sure when it comes to the polling station.
Henry Foster, and I'm 20. I will vote because I can, because if you don't vote, you shouldn't moan.
Henry is just one of many who are only using their vote because they can, not because they feel particularly well-informed or politically engaged.
Whichever party I vote for, they're going to do something I don't want them to do.
I visited Leeds University Union and the campus to hear why people have no real opinions about where their vote goes, or why they possibly won't vote at all.
Charlie, 21. Yeah, I am, but purely because I can, not because I have a strong political interest.
Jacob, 18, because it gives me a little bit of power.
Just so we have the chance to, like, get a say and stuff, because it's our future and, like, it will affect us greatly, I think.
Since the 1970s, young people have been the group of the British public least likely to vote, with only 51.2% of us voting in the 2010 general election.
Tom Dunmatch, and I'm 19 years old. Me, it's more because I can. Like, I do have an awareness of politics, so I'm quite interested, but I feel like I am doing it because it is my first chance to do so. It's quite exciting, quite new.
I'm Lucy Reed, and I'm 19. Definitely a novelty having the right to vote for the first time, but equally, it's weighed up between I do have a political interest and I do think my vote would count, and if everyone had the attitude that it didn't and they shouldn't vote, then we wouldn't really get anywhere and students really need to make sure their voice is heard.
For some young voters, there's just no point and they won't be voting at all.
Olivia Carroll, 21. I don't think it matters. I think whatever happens, they're all going to screw us. There's not enough young people in Parliament. If there were more young people, I'd be able to relate a bit more.
Others see the value, but are still reluctant to go to the polling station.
It seems to be all about getting one up on someone else rather than actually putting forward what you want to do for a country.
Got too much focus on exams, really, to do the research that was required.
I will need to go and, like, learn more before I vote. I don't really want to just throw my vote out there and, like, make it not matter.
No, I'm just voting because it's got to be done.
Meanwhile, it would seem that the university and its union has, for some, played a key role in encouraging students to register to vote.
I think they've priced it really well with the ice cream to get voters in.
Uni and, you know, broadcasters have tried really hard this year to make sure young people do exercise their right to vote. There have been numerous young people leaders debates. The union have done great things, giveaways, ice creams, you know, made it really, really easy for us to register.
Definitely encouraging me to, like, sign up to vote. Like, I did mean to do it, but it was kind of always in the back of my head. And then when they were here and they had, like, the ice cream van, they were like, OK, sign up, free ice cream. I was like, yeah, definitely going to get on that.
Taylor, 21. Didn't register to vote because I missed the deadline. I was planning to, but I just missed the deadline. We got emails and, like, reminders from the university, but I'm not really on the ball, so I didn't register. It did remind me to do it, but I just didn't do it in time.
I think this year they've done a really good job and they couldn't have done much more.
Others, however, were less certain.
I don't think they did much, but they kind of just told us that the election was going to happen.
Like, it would be helpful if there was more, like, stuff maybe displayed about the different parties and, like, more information available, but, yeah.
Perhaps they missed the memo about the ice cream van. However, if you didn't register and now regret it, not all is lost.
Hi, my name's Charlotte. I work for an organisation called NCS, which provides an opportunity for 15, 17-year-olds to explore exactly who they are.
Charlotte works for NCS, the National Citizen Service, and helped with the Bite the Ballot campaign, encouraging students to vote.
I think it's really important to get noticed through a session that we call, which is Bite the Ballot. We focus on how young people engage with voting. It's really important for them to voice exactly what it is, and the way you can do that is by simply registering to vote.
She claims you don't have to remain uninvolved, even if you missed your chance to vote this time round.
You can't have a massive impact on the general election now, but what you can certainly do is you can raise your voice and say, actually, yes, I didn't agree to register to vote, but what we can do is say that we wish we had. We can still have a voice by raising awareness about registering to vote, but it doesn't mean that you can't get involved. You can still be extremely active and go to your local councils, go to council surgeries. They can kind of say, what is it that you really care about in your constituency? I think it's really important.
Overall, we appear to be a largely engaged university. A lot of students seem ready to vote. The only thing lacking is perhaps a sound political knowledge across the board.
I mean, of course, I think everyone's got, like, strong political views, whether they like it or not, or whether they think it or not. I am voting, yeah, and because everyone should vote if they can do.
All that's left to find out now is how much of an impact we've actually had in this year's general election. This is Louisa Fox, reporting for Leeds Student Radio.
That was Daft Punk with One More Time, but we are going to cross now to our correspondents in Leeds Central. Toke, are you with me?
Hello?
Hello, Toke. Lucy speaking.
Hi.
Can you hear me, Toke?
Yes.
Yes? What is going on down in Leeds Central? Can you give us a bit of an update in the studio? We haven't forgotten about you.
Yes. So what's going on is that it seems like they're practically done counting all of the council ballots, and we're still waiting for the results. Leeds East, Leeds Northwest, and Leeds Central. We can see that the media people are beginning to set up cameras and check their mics, and we even see some known faces in the crowd. Hillary Benn is walking around, Greg Mulholland is walking around, Alex Sobel is walking around. So hopefully they haven't gotten out of the coffee lounge for no reason at all. So hopefully we'll have something soon.
Do you think they could be pacing nervously?
That's absolutely a possibility, but they haven't since we got here at 3. It seems it's about now something's slowly about to happen.
Okay.
But there's definitely still a sense of nervousness. Some candidates look happier than others, but they don't know any more than we do, so let's not speculate too much on that.
That is perfect. Thanks, Toke. We'll cross to you a little bit later on in the show for some more updates, but stand by.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye. And just come through now, we're going to throw to Oliver, our political correspondent. What is the latest, Oliver?
Well, two exciting things. I think we're about to get most likely Ed Miliband being brought back in Doncaster. But excitingly, if you're a Lib Dem or not, or if you're the SNP, Charles Kennedy has lost his seat up in Scotland, which is big news. He, former Lib Dem leader, so it's another big Lib Dem who has lost his seat. And also Miliband has held on to his seat in Doncaster North.
And that's over 20,000 votes to Miliband in Doncaster North there. So he's being re-elected there for a third term.
Yep, it wasn't really a great surprise. He had a massive majority before. So he has held it.
Yeah, the results on the screen, actually, in our studio. UKIP coming in with 8,000, so ahead of Conservatives, 23% share of the vote. Labour, 52% of the vote. But again, it was Miliband's seat, wasn't it?
Yes. But we've seen this a lot through the results coming in, is that UKIP not winning, but definitely being a very strong second, especially in the more traditionally working class areas that have formerly been Labour strongholds. UKIP really taking a big chunk out of the Labour vote. in a way that we thought they would only really do to the Conservatives. So that's quite interesting.
We're live from your university union throughout the night.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
That's right, indeed you are. It is exactly 5:30. If you're just waking up, or if you've been with us for the last few hours, we're still waiting for that news from Leeds Central, but it doesn't look like it's going to be coming through anytime soon. So just stay with us. We'll bring you the latest when it does happen.
Yes, Toke has updated us. In fact, he's been in touch from the Leeds Central Council saying the car park has been extended till 8 o'clock this morning. That's still a few more hours down there. So we will be waiting and keeping in touch and bringing you those all-important Leeds Central results in the next few hours, it looks like, at the moment. But Oliver, over to you for a quick roundup of what the situation is looking like over the UK at the moment.
Well, the Labour leader, Miliband, has come out and he said Andrew Marr, I think it was on the BBC, said that his speech was as much a concession speech as you can. Miliband said it's been a very disappointing night, and we haven't made the gains we wanted in Wales and England, and in Scotland we've seen a huge surge of nationalism. People are really questioning whether he will be able to hold on to any kind of power at all.
Been said, a lot of people are saying, will Miliband have to consider his position now that Labour haven't made the gains that they've wanted across the UK tonight? So will his position be in danger as a result?
I'd say quite possibly. Just coming through here, Labour has made 5 gains from the Tories, but it's also lost 5 seats to the Tories as well. So that's really, they've netted nothing there. And they were obviously coming into the election from a position of opposition. So they had less seats. So they really needed to make gains. And it really has not been Labour's night.
It's not been their night. Okay, well, do remember to get in touch with us at This Is LSR with your thoughts and opinions. The hashtag, just a reminder, is GE2015. Thank you for that, Oliver. But back to the more pressing issues on the horizon, and that is a general election day, and it's not been a good news for a few parties so far, Oliver. Is that right?
No, basically, if you weren't the Conservatives, you've not done very well. Or the SNP. The SNP, of course, have cleaned up Scotland.
Well, really, they gained 47 seats, according to what the BBC is saying.
Mm. Yes. I've got 47 here. Although the Conservatives have managed to get a seat in Scotland. So well done them. Gold star,
and
I'm sure.
Ed Miliband has said that this surge of nationalism has been quite overwhelming for him.
Yes. I mean, Scotland was usually a Labour reliability, and they just have not been there for them, and I think a lot of hard questions are going to be asked by the Labour Party is how they can begin to win that back.
Okay. Indeed. Should we talk Leeds? Still to come, of course. We've got the Leeds to come through yet. We've been waiting. Well, it's first meant to come through at 4:30, but we've recently spoke to Toker, who is down at the First Direct Arena. He has seen a few people mooching around, but no news coming through just yet. I think it is still to come.
Yep,
and we will bring it you here on Leeds Student Radio as soon as we get it.
Yep, he's seen the politicians pacing. Go on, Oliver, what are you going to say?
With Ed Balls, which is just down the road from us. Apparently that's going to be 7:30. We've got reports coming in for that.
Okay, so stay tuned for Ed Balls, and also stay tuned for the all-important Leeds Central Count.
So we're on the phone to Ed. We've got some more on a local basis now. Results coming in from Skipton. Oliver, have you got the results for
yes.
us?
Yes, Julian Smith holds it for the Conservatives with a 38% majority. Boosts for all the parties, except the Liberal Democrats, who've declined by a quarter. UKIP seeing the biggest increase of 10.5%. We've also got stuff coming in here about possible Conservative majority, nearly only needing one seat. They could.
Really?
I think that is the big question now: is have the Conservatives done it? Have they got a majority for the next 5 years of government?
They could well have, which would be a massive surprise because we've all been contemplating coalitions for the future. We've been told it's a 7-party system now, and perhaps it really wasn't. Perhaps 2010 was a fluke and we are back to the
indeed. Oliver, you mentioned didn't you before about the UKIP almost having that sort of Lib Dem effect and getting those gains, and we're seeing it again, aren't we, with the Skipton on the 10.5% increase.
Yeah, they've done especially well this time round. I I think we'll have to wait and see for Farage to really.
It's early hours still, isn't it? Even though for us it feels like we've been here all night, but it's still in the early hours, isn't it?
We were still waiting on the Farage seat, waiting on Tim and Toke to give us the results from the Leeds Central Count, those ones that we are still waiting for this morning, so do not go anywhere. It might be the end of our 2 hours, but LSR are continuing on their coverage. A huge thank you for listening for us in the studio.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. And we'll be keeping in touch ourselves. We'll be keeping following this results through. And as we said, Leeds Student Radio continuing with the coverage up next here on Leeds Student Radio.
Stay tuned.